8:10 on your Tuesday morning. Hi there. Glad to have you here. Mix 94.7 KMCH. It is Guest of the Daytime. To my right, Dr. Kristen Rickey. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Good to see you.
And you too.
We were visiting out, and we were talking about coffee pots. And you and I are very similar in that we both have a set routine.
Absolutely. And I'm a big coffee connoisseur. Anyone who knows me knows I love my coffee.
Yeah, you were poo-pooing my my Keurig speech.
I was a little bit. French press is all the way to go.
Someday I will switch to that. But that's not why you called. We're going to share our coffee tips off the air. You can log online for that. But last night, board meeting and a school board meeting for West Delaware. Let's kind of start at the top and do a little review in here.
Sure. So actually, we also had a work session before our regular board meeting, and we were happy to include Maquoketa Valley and Edgewood Colesburg boards. And so we invited four legislators and thanked them all very much for coming and having conversation with us. So Ann Osmondson was there, Mike Klimisch, Craig Johnson, and Dan Zumbos. We had a wonderful conversation, got to know each other a little bit, talked about some of the issues that are going to be coming up, and just sort of opened that door to communication.
Gotcha. And it's nice to be able to get everybody together in the same room and do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, our legislators have so many things that they're responsible for understanding and making decisions on. And so it's really helpful to them, I think, for us to share information about how some decisions might impact our local districts. And it was nice for them to share their thoughts. And mm-hmm. So it was just a really good conversation.
Good. Well, let's and then after that, the meeting, of course, the one note right here, Better Boardsmanship Award. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, I'm so proud of our school board. It is a lot of work to volunteer to be on the board and, of course, to run. It's an elected office mm-hmm. and a volunteer board, so there's no payment of any sort. And they're just there to serve the community. So it's already an enormous amount of work. Our board books are in the neighborhood of 200 pages every month that they need to read and understand and make decisions that lead us in the right direction. So it's a lot of work to begin with. But our board goes over and above to improve their own learning so they can lead even more effectively. So they spend a lot of time all year long learning, going to webinars, going to school board convention, all kinds of things. And as a result, they earned the Better Boardsmanship Award, which is something each of them earned the award individually. And so then as a board, they earn it. Only 15 school boards in the entire state earned that. We have over 300 districts, and only 15
Wow.
earned that. So really grateful to our board for their time and commitment. They really are serving our community and our district well.
So do they get like a pizza party from the state then?
They get a lovely plaque. And, and they've gotten, I think I counted 8 of the last 10 years they've earned the Better
Wow.
Boardsmanship Award. So very impressive boards we have here at West Delaware.
That's awesome. Well, to the fine work that they do, talking about the next school year already, let's talk a little bit about that.
Right. So we're already making plans for next school year. We'll be actually working on our calendar in the next couple of months. Last night, what we did is approve the program of studies for the high school so students can start registering for courses. I'm really excited about some changes and updates we've made there, particularly in the area of computer science. So this year at the high school, we had an introduction to computer science principles course. Next year, we'll have that, but actually expanded into 2 levels of that course. We'll also have a course on cybersecurity, game development, and introduction to programming language. So a lot of computer science courses coming our way at West Delaware.
And that's the future. I mean, that is literally what's ahead of us as a society now.
Absolutely. So. And of course, middle school also has computer science mm-hmm. courses, and Lambert is starting to have computer science content embedded into their classwork, not as a separate course. So a lot of work happening in that area in the district.
Certainly changed from the days of the computer lab at Starmont and Apple IIe and number munchers, I'll tell you that.
Yes, indeed.
Dr. Kristen Rickey along with us this morning. Let's see, new board president and vice president last night as well. So.
Sure. So we had our election, as we do annually, of our board president and vice president, and we're happy to say that both of those will remain the same this year. So that's Carl Johnson is our president and Sam Milroy is our vice president. And of course, as I said earlier, our entire board is just a group of committed individuals that do great work. And so we appreciate them continuing on with president and vice president.
There you go. Kind of continuing the work they've already done. Yeah. And one of those big projects that they've been at the helm at facilities and planning and construction.
Yeah, that continues to move forward, and I appreciate everybody's patience with this. I'm hoping in January we'll be able to put out some more videos of some of the work so people can see what it looks like. And of course, when we're finished, we'll have an open house so you can really see the changes. But in the meantime, we continue to make progress. So most people know we've had to add temporary heat at both the middle school and the high school because there are supply chain issues and we just aren't getting the units that we need. And we knew that was happening, so we prepared for temporary heat. Well, I'm happy to say those units are coming in, and at the high school, we are officially off temporary heat. We'll be moving those propane tanks out and moving the temporary units off-site, so we won't have that at the high school anymore. At the middle school, those units are coming in. We expect to have our final units by the end of January, so soon we'll be able to move off temporary heat there as well.
Changes are coming.
Yeah, that's really good news. We're continuing to update our flooring. We're moving to the high school, so you'll start to see new flooring in classrooms at high school. In fact, that's already started. Middle school is almost completed with flooring. Our media centers are almost completed. New furniture at the middle school. We'll have new furniture in the media center at the high school at the end of December. So we just continue to move forward and really great things happening for our student learning spaces.
And then we were just talking off the air. Winter break starts next Friday already.
Yeah, end of next Friday we'll start winter break. Everybody get a little chance to enjoy their families, refresh, rejuvenate, and come back fresh for January. So we're looking forward to that as well.
It's the halftime show. So you got that, and then come back and play the third and fourth quarter.
Absolutely.
So. Anything else you want to add before we part ways here?
I did want to make a comment that everyone is welcome to come to our board meetings. One of our decisions last night in planning for the new year, it's called the organizational meeting, is that we're moving our location to the middle school media center now that it's been updated and renovated. It really is a very nice space. So January forward, our board meetings will be at the middle school media center. We'll continue to stream those live on Facebook.
Always good to see you, Dr. Ricky.
You too.
Happy holidays to you and the family as well.
You too.
I will see you in 2023.
That sounds wonderful. Have a great day.
Which is only 3 weeks away. Dr. Ricky, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll pause here. You'll see her smiling face on our website, kmch.com. Tim Vick will join us next. We hope you will as well.